Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The National Council on Compensation Insurance, or NCCI, bills itself as the nation's most comprehensive source for workers' compensation data, insights, and solutions. Donna Glenn is the chief actuary for NCCI, and she recently delivered the State of the Line report at NCCI's annual Insight Symposium. She joins us now to tell us more. Donna, so glad you could join us today.
So thank you very much, John. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to anybody who's listening today.
And Donna, so what were some of the key findings of this year's report?
Yeah, I think it's going to be best to start out with just the overview, key findings. So everything, all signals are pointing to a healthy and very resilient workers' compensation system. So in the aggregate, the system is financially healthy, which is always a good sign. Calendar year results are 86% combined ratio, and accident year results are a combined ratio of 98, and that's what's reported by the carriers, the private carriers. So, and these results, I think what's interesting and why I say it's healthy and resilient, we've seen these results similar for the last decade, which is really just remarkable for the line, all of this stability and the favorable results that we're seeing.
That is remarkable. And some impressive combined ratios there that you mentioned. Are you noticing some different trends from recent years gone by?
And trends are actually somewhat stable as well. And I would say that from a frequency perspective, we continue to see workers' compensation frequency declining. Now, frequency is often a metric that we use where it's the claim counts relative to the premium. And if premium is increasing, you're definitely going to see frequency somewhat declining. There's a natural pattern to that. However, the actual incidence of claim activity is also declining. So we see fewer and fewer claims in the workers' compensation system that we're seeing it from an NCCI perspective. And we attribute that to lots of the safety in the workplaces and all of the efforts where we have a very mutual incentive that the employers and the employees, nobody wants to get hurt. So there's a really common ground there, and that is contributing to overall frequency decline.
Yeah, the workplace is getting to be a safer place, isn't it, Donna?
Sure is. It sure is. Technology is too. We could talk for a couple hours on how technology is impacting the system. But how about we turn to severity?
Let's turn to severity as long as we're on the subject. Well, and actually, let's do frequency and severity. What are you noticing there?
Yeah. So on the severity side, I think there's, severity is now the average cost of a claim. And when we look at workers' compensation, we typically look at the medical costs separately from the indemnity costs. And the indemnity cost is the wage loss. When somebody's out of work, we're replacing their wages. And that seems to track very strongly with wages. So if wages are going up, you're seeing some increases in the indemnity benefits, but they track well. So they're somewhat predictable. As wages go up, indemnity benefits go up. Now, medical, on the other hand, is interesting because medical costs, we all have our eye on them and we're all hearing about changes in the healthcare system. How does that impact workers' compensation? And what we've seen over the years is that we've seen very moderate medical inflation or medical changes in average claim costs to the tune of like 2% to 4%. So very moderate.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Are you surprised in the moderate numbers? Because everybody's been talking so much about inflation the past few years.
We watch it very closely. It's one of those things that we're going to watch, and we're going to watch it monthly, quarterly. And the interesting things here, when we look at medical inflation, is you have to look at the different types of medical spend. And every type of spend has its own story. So in workers' compensation, we have great detailed data and I'm not going to bore you with all the data, but we can carve that up to say we've got physician costs separate from inpatient hospital costs, separate from outpatient costs. And each of those is changing and has different cost pressures on the price side. So when you put it all together with 40% of medical spend and workers' compensation is physicians, another 13% of that is inpatient, and then it goes and changes, right? So the distribution of costs across all of those different expense categories, when you put it all together, we still have roughly 2.5 to 3% cost inflation year over year. So nothing compared to what you're seeing in overall CPI or in the consumer price indices. And that we attribute to medical fee schedules that are used in workers' compensation. They're working pretty well to control the costs.
Donna, is there anything in particular that you're keeping an eye on?
We're definitely keeping an eye on a lot of things in the workers' compensation system. So first off, the labor market. So we have come out of COVID with an extraordinarily strong recovery, and we are watching the job market, and we watch that on a monthly basis. We actually have a report out on NCCI.com that's called Labor Market Insights, and that's where you can get the latest and greatest on what's happening with respect to workers' compensation. And yeah, despite the fact that we're seeing things start to slow, it's still pretty strong relative to the pre-COVID years. But what we're seeing is that there's still unemployment is still very low comparatively to times of recession, right? And we also see that the participation rate is at almost an all-time high. So prime age workers are like 84% participation rate, which is very strong, signs of a strong labor market. The other one that we watch is the total participation rate, and that's like 62. So that's another metric that we can watch very closely. And then there's a couple of other things that we watch. And one is the medical inflation, and I spoke of that one. And then the third one is really benefits. So in the workers' compensation system, you have benefits that are regulated by the states. And each state often, the legislators are looking at changing those benefits, sometimes liberalizing them, sometimes controlling them with medical fee schedules. So we watch those benefit changes pretty closely, because when they change, and they change typically prospectively, we have excellent data that is given to us from the industry, the medical data call and the indemnity data call. And these data sources have details that enable us and other independent bureaus like us to price those types of changes proactively. So it enables us to quickly respond. But those are the things that we are typically watching.
Good conversation. Donna, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, John, and have a wonderful day.
That was Donna Glenn, Chief Actuary for NCCI. And I'm John Weber for IAM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.